Hallelujah.
I want to, glory to God. Thank you, praise team. That was so good, so anointed. Amen. We just learned it a year more. I'm going to insist. I was thinking about it back there in the office when I was preparing, you know. I'm thinking about it because my wife, how many years you taught school? About 30 years almost. How many years you teach school? About 30. My wife taught school for about 30 years. And I was thinking about that. And just before I came out, and we have some other school teachers in here and principals and all that and so forth. And they require of their students to be tested. They require of their students to bring homework. You know what we do? Happy-go-lucky. We do what we want to do, and we don't want to do, we don't do it. And we have, I don't want to start out this. We have the most disrespectful, our loving Father. Think about it. Not all of us, but too many of us. Irreverent, disrespectful. Unappreciated. But I want to talk. He gave me something to talk to you about tonight. And maybe that'll spark your attention. It'll spark you so I can have your attention. And that these words tonight won't fall on deaf ears. Amen. I believe that. And because, you know, I pondered, listened, looked, and read, and I was listening because mainly I was listening because I wanted to know what he wanted to say because I have a bunch of scriptures already on this pad here that I got. I mean, a bunch of them. But, you know, I could pull up a subject and just go to talking about it because I know what they say, you know. But I don't want to do that. I want to say what he want me to say, what you need to hear. I believe that's more important. If we ever needed to hear what God has to say, it is right now. Will you agree? And I know that you're here in a different, you're a different places in your faith walk, but if you don't ever teach it, it won't ever be taught. And if it never taught, the person will never have an opportunity to learn it. Am I right? So here's my subject. Have faith like that. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. You may want to write it down. Have faith like that. In Mark 11:12, if y'all can go ahead and put it up so they can read along with me, because I'm going to read several scripture, other words. I'm going to read the Bible. Mark 11:12 said, on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. All right, let's pause there for a moment. And let's just pause there for a moment. In that country, I've been to Israel. I've been there. And any time a fig tree had leaves on it, it should have had something on it. That's why he went to it. If it was bare, didn't have any leaves on it, he never would have gone. That's a sign that he went to the tree and it didn't have anything on it, but it should have had it because he saw the tree with green with leaves. And anytime a fig tree over there is green with leaves, it should have something on it. But it go on to say they had what? Nothing but leaves, for the time of the figs was not yet. That means the main crop. Now Jesus wanted his disciples, like he want you to learn a lesson. So I'm endeavoring to teach you a lesson tonight. He's teaching me, and I'm going to say some things for you, for your sake, my sake, for our sake, and to encourage you to move from where you are. Okay. Jesus answered and said unto it. Notice he talked to it. Didn't talk to them, he talked to it. He said somebody walk up talking to a tree, said, man, that person lost their mind. They crazy. Well, if he spoke it into existence, he had a right to speak it out if he wanted to. Think about what I said. It didn't exist until he said so. Where do you think a fig tree came from? Do you think evolution produced it? Where it come from? God is the creator of everything you see and don't see. Am I right? So since it wasn't doing its job, he had a right to tell it what not to do anymore. Did y'all think about what I said? Because see, it should have been doing its job. It messed away some situation in our life that we let go on. It's not doing what it ought to be doing. We just leave it alone. And it caused us problems. Because we won't bring it under control or get rid of the problem that causes that thing not to work for us. Hello, somebody. So, Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Notice they heard it. He didn't talk to them, he talked to the tree. And they came to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold in and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold dove, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. All right? You notice that when he corrected them, he would not let them carry their foul stuff they were doing through the temple. Get on out of here. Exit. You know, they could have come the short way through here and go out there. He said, out, out. He put them out. You got it? And when he got all that stuff out, and sometimes that's the way we need to do, we let stuff run through our lives and hang around us and hang around, and we need to get it out. I know that the building is not the temple of the real God, but that's what was designed for them to worship in, like we got this building to worship in. But here's what we want to understand. He wants to teach them a lesson. So he had to get the stuff out that would hinder them. What if he had been trying to teach in that temple with all that stuff going on? What would have happened? There would have been so much distraction that the people he was teaching wouldn't have paid much, wouldn't have got half what he taught. Are you hearing what I'm saying? All right. So here, verse 17 saying, he taught saying unto them, is it not written, my house should be called what? Of all nations, the house of prayer. And you have made it a den of thieves. I wonder what you have made your body. You ought to be a prayer warrior. What you got going on in it? I'm just asking you a question. I ain't saying anything about your life. I'm asking what do you have going on?